This is Todd Zwillick, and here on The Takeaway, we're asking you to free your mind.
There is no spoon.
There is no spoon?
All right, actually, we just wanted an excuse to play that clip. In fact, there is a very big spoon on the show today, even if it still calls itself indie. Yes, as part of our drive to figure out terms like indie rock and what it actually means, we got Britt Daniel, guitarist and lead singer for Spoon, to come in and hang out with us for a while. Spoon's latest album is Hot Thoughts. It was released last spring and was produced right after the deaths of David Bowie and Prince. I sat down with Britt Daniel to talk about the group's evolution, its steady representation in pop and commercial culture, and more.
We've always had elements of R&B. We've always leaned on that, or at least maybe after the first record or two. But yeah, I think it's something about it is making people feel a little more like dancing with this one. If a band has been around for a while, then what I like is to see them thinking about it. Even the Ramones got a little different as they went along.
You know? Little.
They got a little bit more metal. Maybe it's a risk that bands are taking when they do that, but I think that on the other side of it, you risk being very boring. To me, that's the weightier risk.
Well, let's take a listen to a track here, Can I Sit Next to You? I've been down so long. I've been working on a plan, yeah. It's just that I've been down so long. I gotta give me my work. Can I sit next to you? You sit next to me, oh. They told me that you're a big Prince fan, which is something I didn't know. Yeah. It seems like it's coming through there a little bit in Purple.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, yeah, I love a lifelong Prince fanatic. Somebody left a copy of 1999 at my house on cassette when I was 11 years old. That was it. Always been a fan since.
You know, so many of us are that same way, lifelong Prince fanatics. But ever since he left the earth, I mean, you've seen this influence artists like you. There are many others who we've talked to on this show. Everybody is like bleeding Prince now. It's all coming out because he's not around anymore, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to that for sure where... You know, the last time I saw Prince was 2013. He played a corporate show during South by Southwest, and I was there. But if I would have known it was the last time I was going to see him, I would have made my way to the front, you know. At the time, I thought, well, I'll get to see Prince again next year.
Yeah.
And the year after that. But yeah, once someone's gone, then you really feel it.
I mean, is there a part of you as an artist who loved him so much? Do you think that's still bringing that influence out because Prince isn't around anymore? Obviously, you're thinking about him because he's gone.
Yeah, he died when we were making this record. Bowie died right before we started recording, and then Prince was in the thick of recording. And so I went through this obsessive phase, and I went and I found a bunch of there was somebody who was selling a lot of 160 CDRs of Prince on eBay, which I bought, which ended up being all I listened to all last summer, and it was... Some live stuff, but a lot of vault stuff from the classic era, you know, 80 through 87 or so. I'm not sure what he would have thought of that. But the fact that I could drive to the recording studio and put on a Prince song from 1981 that I had never heard before, I mean, that's got to be inspiring, right?
Yeah. Spoon also has this remarkable commercial success. I mean, your music is all over pop culture. It's on The Simpsons, it's in Scrubs, How I Met Your Mother. Really all over the place. Do you enjoy that part of your career, or is that sort of necessary because it doesn't last forever and you want to make sure you make a living?
The fact that our music gets used on TV shows, that's cool. It's gravy, you know? The album is what it's all about to us, but you have to be looking at this as somewhat of a business. If The Simpsons wants to use one of our songs, I'm all for it.
Make them stop. I'm sorry, but as a filmmaker, I have to face the truth. I turned my camera on. I cut my fingers on the way.
But at the same time, you know, you guys are called indie rock, thought of as an indie band. You're back on Matador, an indie label. But there's all these TV shows, Dr. Pepper commercials that are using your music, which is fine. But the label, I mean, does indie mean anything anymore in that sense? Or is it just another marketing label at this point for labels?
It seems like if you're a band that has guitars, unless you're Maroon 5, you're indie. I don't know. What does it mean to you, indie? Indie rock. I know what indie as a consumer term means, you know, but I never really understood the definition. I understand what it means to be a rock band on an independent label. That I get. But when they talk about it as a genre, as a sound, then that has confused me.
So, Britt Daniel, you're back home in Austin now. What's next for the band? You going back out on the road?
Yeah, we're going out tomorrow. I've been home for 3 days, and it truly is the most immediately rewarding part of being in a band. You know, doing gigs is fun. You know, being on tour is fun. I'm lucky that I feel that way because I don't think everybody does, but it's a blast for me.
Yeah, and you're lucky that you guys are a live band, that you can actually do it.
That's true. Most important thing is the records, but most immediately, you know, on a day-to-day basis, if I'm going out and doing shows, that's going to be a fun day.
I mean, I don't even know if this is a fair question, and you'll shoot it down if it isn't, but if you're getting into what we started off calling a dancier, more electronic style, away from the acoustic style that your fans are used to, you take that on stage into the live show, does it translate to the stage? Does it translate live? Can you guys do it?
Yeah, no, I think it really has been translating. I think we're doing the best shows we've ever done. You got to go see it yourself, but I'm proud of it. I don't think there's any question that what we're doing is really good right now.
Britt Daniel of Spoon, thanks so much.
Nice to chat with you.
Spoon's new album is Hot Thoughts. The band is on tour right now. You would never use, do I have to talk your enemy? Jimmy Diggs in his long dark coat comes up with a tender throat, and he hides it away in Bronson Park, so he can't get to it at the dark.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.